The story of Harapalp. Once upon a time, in a beautiful kingdom, there lived an old king who had three sons. He also had an older brother who was called Green Emperor. This one, an emperor in a faraway country, had only three daughters, no sons at all. Living in separate parts of the world, the cousins had never seen one another. Green Emperor, as he advanced in age, wrote a letter to his brother, the king, asking him to send the greatest and smartest of his three sons to rule after his death.
Here's what my brother, your uncle, asks of you. He who is fit to rule over such a great country like mine, let him come and take my place.
The eldest son considered this to be his right and duty.
Father, I think the honor must be mine because I'm the eldest of my brothers. That is why I ask you to give me some travel money, clothes for the journey, and weapon to defend myself, and a horse to ride, because I want to begin my journey without any delay.
Farewell, my beloved son. Take whatever you need and go with God.
But, wishing to be sure of his son's bravery, right after his departure, old King secretly dressed up as a bear, mounted on his horse, and rode to surprise his son, hiding under a bridge. When the prince reached the bridge, all of a sudden an angry bear rose before him. Then the horse reared on his behind legs, nearly overthrowing his master. The king's son, unable to control his horse and afraid to continue his journey, returned to his father. Arriving back at the castle before his son, the king asked his shamefully returning descendant,
"Did you forget anything, my boy? I know that this is not a good sign."
"No, I haven't, but at the bridge I was attacked by a terrible bear. I barely escaped from his paws, and I thought to return to you, Father, rather than to fall in the hands of wild beasts. From now on, I need nothing, neither empire, nor crown, neither lands, nor beautiful wife. I just want to live here with you."
"You have done the right thing, my son. It seems to me that you are not fit and worthy to rule over the empire. Instead of confusing people, it is better to stay aside. However, your uncle will be angry."
Then the second son asked permission to leave.
"Father, if you allow me, I want to go there myself."
"You may go, my son, but mind you do not return if you see a rabbit or something equally helpless."
The prince said farewell to his father and rode on until he arrived at a bridge where a growling bear appeared in front of him. The prince's horse began to jump into fit and drew back. The king's son, seeing that the bear was not a joke, put aside his desire to become an emperor or to have an empire and returned to his father, who was deeply hurt.
"Oh, my dear son, you could say, protect me from hands, for dogs I do not fear."
"Oh, father, do you compare bears with hands? I am fortunate that I got out alive. Thank God I have enough food and shelter in your castle."
"I know that there is plenty of food here, but what about your shame? I have three sons and none of them is good for serious things."
Disappointed by the failures of his two elder sons, old King locked himself in silence. The youngest son, ashamed of his father's words, ran into the palace's garden and started crying. While he was lost in his thoughts, an old beggar appeared before his eyes.
"Fair prince, drive sorrow out from your heart. Good luck is smiling at you from everywhere, and you have no reason to be upset. Now, please, can you spare a coin for me?"
"Let me be, auntie. Don't bother me. I can barely see in front of my eyes because of my troubles."
"Kind prince, you are making a mistake. You can see, no doubt, but not so well. And this is because you cannot see who can help you. I have the hidden powers and gifts of a fortune teller."
"How on earth could someone like you help me?"
"It might seem strange to you, but I can help you. Great Lord gave me great powers, but first give me some pennies."
"Take this, old woman, and farewell."
"You have great news waiting for you. Not long from now, you will become a powerful emperor. Now, look into my eyes and listen to what I will tell you. Go to your father and ask him to give you the horse, the weapons, and the garments he wore as a groom. Put a tray of burning embers in the horse stable to choose the proper one. Then you can go where your brothers could not, because it's written to you from above to be given this honor.
As the old lady disappeared into the air, the prince went to his father.
Allow me to follow the footsteps of my brothers and try my luck. Successful or not, I promise you that once I leave this house, I will never come back, unless I win.
How unexpected, dear boy.
Please give me your horse, weapons and garments that you wore as a groom in order to leave.
From my point of view, my dear boy, it is fine. You may take whatever suits you.
Then the prince took from the attic everything that the old lady told him to. Later that day, he filled a tray with embers, went inside the stable and put it among the horses. Yet he furiously noticed that only the ugliest and skinniest horse wanted to eat embers.
You ugly horse, from all these fine horses, only you can forward to eat embers.
Yet, as he failed in tempting another one, the prince mounted on the beast, which suddenly changed into the greatest stallion ever.
Let's go, my magical horse.
After they had arrived at the bridge, that ferocious bear appeared from beneath and furiously attacked the prince. The horse jumped on the bear with the front feet, and the prince raised the sword to strike it. Just before hitting the bear, the prince heard a human voice.
My dear one, do not hit me. I'm your father.
The prince dismounted and his father took him in his arms with deep love.
My son, good companion you did choose. Go on because you are worthy to take the throne. But remember my advice. During your journey you will encounter good and bad people. But beware of the red man and especially of the smooth face. Do not deal with them because they are very cunning. I will give you this bear skin too. It could be handy to you sometime.
Then, caressing the horse, old King kissed them both.
Go in peace, my dears. Only Lord knows when we will see each other again.
The prince mounted on his horse and they started their journey. They traveled for more days until they entered a strange and deep wood. Suddenly, a tall character with no hair on his head appeared in front of them.
Good day, young man. My name is Smoothface. Do you need some help on your way? Can I be your servant? I know very well these places.
Maybe I need, maybe I don't need help. For now, I'll take my chance alone.
Yet, Smoothface appeared again in front of the prince and his horse, this time disguised in other clothes.
Good day, traveler. Do you need a good servant? These places are dangerous and you are alone.
For the moment, I don't need much help.
At some point, they arrived at a crossroads and the prince didn't know which way to go.
What a mess! I'm so sorry now that I did not accept the small face's offers for guidance. It's true, my father advised me to be careful with them, but I don't think that they are so bad.
While he was waiting there, Smoothface showed up again, disguised in other clothes, pretending to have a different voice.
My poor man, you are on the wrong way. You are lucky that I'm here, because down in this valley, there is an awful bull that kills a lot of people. I am not your guide.
Why on earth there are so many bald men in these woods? However, it seems you are kind and friendly because you keep offering me help. As opposed to what my father's advised me, it seems I have to accept your offer, my good man. I think I shall hire you.
Thus, they continued the way together. After a good distance, Smoothface, pretending to be thirsty, asked for the bottle of water, put it to his mouth, and suddenly overthrew it. The prince was very surprised.
What have you done? Don't you know there is no water around?
My prince, the water was bad. Don't worry, we will find a deep well with fresh ice cold water soon. There I will fill the bottle with fresh water to have on the way.
Soon enough, they came upon a clear place where they saw a well with its wooden lid open. The well was wide, but it had neither wheel nor handle or chain. It was only a rope ladder to get down to the water.
Now, Smoothface, it is time to show me how brave you are.
Nothing easier.
Smoothface went down into the well and tempted the prince to join.
Oh, what a refreshing place is here. My prince, I feel light as a feather. Don't you like to go down there yourself?
The prince agreed, but as he was staying inside, Smoothface dropped the heavy lid locking him there.
Ha! How easy it was to catch you. Now, if you want to leave, you must tell me who you are, where you come from, and where you go.
The prince told him everything in detail, and Smoothface was very pleased.
Well, swear now by your sword that you will give me obedience, even I ask you to jump on the fire. From now on, I will be the Emperor's nephew, and you shall be my servant till your death. From now on, your name will be Harap Alb.
What a turn! They mounted on their horses and started to ride towards the remote place of Green Emperor. Only that Smoothface was the master and the prince was the servant. They went a long way until they arrived at Green Emperor's palace. With a letter in his hand, Smoothface introduced himself as the royal nephew. Then, proud-hearted, he sent for Harap Alb.
You will stay at the stable and will take care of my horse.
Yes, master.
Harap Alb went to the stable humiliated, but the princesses, with genuine nobility, were on his side.
Cousin, you are wrong if you do so. If Lord gave us a greater position, he must be rather humble and wise and have pity on these people, because the poor of them are humans.
Hey, my dearest cousin, in this world there are good men and bad men. We must keep a tight hand over the last ones.
One day, at the royal dinner, they were served some special salad that grows up only in the bear's garden, yet almost no one can get it and escape with his life. Only one man from the entire empire could bring some from time to time. Hearing that, Smoothface, who wanted to get rid of Harap Alb at any price, decided that Harap Alb should go there and bring a lot of salad. Harap Alb went out very upset and reached the stable, caressing his horse with sadness.
Eh, my little horse, if you knew what problems I have, I didn't listen to my father, and now I am the servant of a villain.
Dear prince, do not worry. Let's go and Lord will take care of us.
The magic horse flew with Harap Alb high to the clouds, soon landing on an island in the middle of the sea. The prince dismounted and, to his surprise, he saw the old beggar whom he had given one coin before leaving home.
Hey, Harap Alb, I must confess, I am Holy Sunday and I know what your trouble is. Be sure that not I, but the power of mercy and your God heart will help you, my prince.
Later during the night, she ran to the garden through the dew and picked up some sleeping plants. She boiled them together with honey and sweet milk. Then she went to the bear's garden and poured the mixture into the bear's fountain. As soon as the bear reached the fountain, he began to drink water, but he suddenly became dizzy and fell down. Holy Sunday advised Harap Alb to cover himself into the bear's skin given by his father, jump the fence and take as much salad as he wants, for the bear was asleep. In case he woke up, Harap Alb should throw the bear skin toward him and run as quickly as possible. The prince did as Holy Sunday advised him to do and arrived back safe and with a bag full of salad. After thanking the old woman, they returned at the Green Emperor's palace and gave the salad to Smoothface, surprising everybody. Short after that, the emperor showed Smoothface the most precious of all precious stones, taken from a bewitched stag skin who kills anyone attempting to approach him. Trying to impress, Smoothface called the servant.
Go right now into the stag's forest and bring me his head full of precious stones.
Fearing he wouldn't make it this time, Harap Alb flew on his horse to Holy Sunday.
My prince, do you need me?
Yes, mother, Smoothface certainly wants to kill me.
My son, stay here tonight and I will tell you in the morning what to do next.
The old lady went to the attic and took the helmet and the sword from the long-beard dwarf, which she gave to Harap Alb.
Take these sticks, because you will need them where you are going.
When the day broke, Holy Sunday went with the prince to the stag's forest, where they dug a deep pit close to the spring where the stag used to drink water.
Now, my boy, jump into this pit and stay there all day with the helmet on your head and the sword in your head. When the stag comes to the spring, you cut his neck with a single move and quickly jump it back into the pit and stay there till the sunset. All this time, the stag's head will call you with human voice. because he wants to see you with his poisonous eye, which can kill anyone.
The prince did exactly what Holy Sunday told him and successfully rode his horse back to the Green Emperor's palace. The king was amazed to see Harapalp had passed such a difficult test. After some time, the emperor invited a lot of princes and noblemen from all around to feast. When the wine was sweeter and the food was tastier, a wonderful bird with human voice knocked at the palace's window.
You all drink and eat and are joyful, but nobody thinks of Red Emperor's daughter and her grief.
The guests began a vivid debate, wondering who the tyrannical emperor and his daughter were. Some thought they both were dangerous wizards. Some thought he himself was the bird on mission to create fear and doubt. Devilishly, Smoothface ordered his servant to go get Red Emperor's daughter in order to marry her. Having no other option, the prince mounted the horse and flew straight ahead through deserted and desolated places. When they were about to cross a bridge, they noticed on the bridge an aunt wedding passing by. The prince thought what to do.
If I pass on the bridge, I will kill the ants. I feel pity for them. It is better to jump in the water and try to reach the ground.
Suddenly, a flying ant appeared in front of them.
Because you were so good, take his flying ant wing, and when you are in trouble, set it on fire. My people and I will help you.
The prince thanked, but as he went further away, he saw a swarm of bees which flew up and down, looking for a place to settle. He took off his helmet from his head, put it on the grass, and waited for the bees to gather. Then he found a log, hollowed it out, and sheltered the bees. Then he and his horse went on their way, but the queen of the bees rewarded him.
Prince, because you made a shelter for us, take this bee wing, and when you get into trouble, set it on fire. I will be in a hurry to help you.
The prince thanked and went on his way. Near a big forest, he saw an ugly creature sitting next to a big fire and screaming out of his lungs that he was freezing.
Tell me the truth. Are you Jack Frost?
You may laugh, but you cannot go without me wherever you go. My name is Frost.
As they walked together, the prince saw another strange creature. A big man who has just eaten 2 cows, a calf, 1 sheep, and still screaming for food.
Well, you must be greedy guts who has never enough food for his appetite. Come with me, my friend. I will help you now. You will help me next time.
Not long after these encounters, the prince saw a creature who kept saying that he drank 20 lakes and a river, and he cried that he was still very thirsty.
You must be Dry Throat. It seems that you will also be helpful for me. Come along and join us.
After a while, they noticed a man with a single eye, big as a plate, but with which he could see all the way to the middle of the earth.
I think you are Keen Eye. Well, come with us.
And so the 5 mates who traveled together met another strange creature with little pointy ears having a bow in his hand.
You must be Bird Catcher, because when you see a bird flying up, you can extend your hand to reach it out in all directions. You could reach the moon or the stars, and if you cannot touch the bird with your hand, you can aim it with your bow. I will take you with me. We need all the help we can get.
The friends sat on the way again until they arrived at Red Emperor's palace. The prince introduced himself to Red Emperor and told him what he had come for. Amazed to hear such crazy words, the emperor kindly asked him to stay there for the night. Then he secretly called for a devoted servant and ordered him to settle the guest in the famous copper house, where a lot of young men who asked for his daughter died. They were ready to go to sleep when Frost made them stop in front of the door and blew 3 times until the house became neither hot nor cool, just as good as to sleep in it. When the sunrise came, the emperor went to see if the 6 companions survived his test. Not willing to give his daughter yet, the emperor invited his undesired guests to a heavy feast. But Dry Throat and Greedy Guts managed to eat all the food and drink all the wine, obliging the emperor to find another way to get rid of them.
Here is a bag of
poppy seeds mixed with a bag of fine sand. I want you to select the poppy seeds on one side and the sand on the other side by tomorrow morning. But if you do not succeed, I will take your heads off tomorrow.
Remembering the ants, Harapal took the wind out of his pocket and he barely set it on fire when a lot of ants arrived, some from the grass, some from the underground. In no time, they chose the seeds from the sand aside. To the emperor's despair, another trick needed to be found.
Well, young man, for the moment you have to guard my daughter's door during this night. If she is there in the morning, I may give her to you. But if she is not there, I will cut your heads.
After the night's fall, the princess turned into a little bird and flew between the guardians. But Kinai saw her hiding behind the moon, and Birdcatcher took the moon in his hands, shook it, and caught the bird. Red Emperor came in a hurry to see with his eyes if his daughter was caught or not, but when he saw his daughter safe in her bedroom, he could only think of one more test.
I have a niece who has the same age as she, and who looks exactly like my daughter. You have to identify the real princess. If you guess, take her and go away. But if you do not guess, go back and run away from my empire.
The poor prince remembered the bee queen, set her wing on fire, and all of a sudden, the bee queen landed on the real princess's cheek, helping Harapal to choose correctly. Having no other choice, Red Emperor gave his daughter to our hero, and they mounted on the horse and started a long journey back to his uncle's palace. He felt sorry he had to offer the princess to Smoothface, as she was as beautiful as a rose, and he fell in love with her. The girl loved him back. After arriving at the palace, Smoothface took the beautiful princess into his arms, but she pushed him away.
Stay away from me, Smoothface. Do you think I come here for you? I'm here for the true prince, because he is the real Green Emperor's nephew.
Smoothface, full of rage, cut the prince's head with one stroke. Seeing the disaster, the horse took Smoothface in its teeth and threw him to the sky and then down to the earth. The mean man broke in many little pieces. In a miraculous way, the princess set the prince's head back in its place, put the branches around his neck, poured death-giving water on his neck, and then poured life-giving water. Almost immediately, the prince stood back on his feet.
I think I have slept a little. You were ready to sleep for good, but I saved you, my prince.
Now that you know I am your true nephew, I want your blessing because I want to marry this princess.
Then they both knelt before the emperor and they swore faith to each other forever. What it followed was a fantastic wedding to which they had invited the ants, the bees, and their friends, Frost, Greedy Guts, Dry Throat, Keen Eye, and Birdcatcher. They enjoyed themselves, eating, drinking, and dancing for 3 days and three nights in a row. Then Green Emperor named the prince as his successor and the chief of the state, and they all lived happily ever after.